From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia not happy with ISIS attacks in Syria. Russia on Monday condemned a series of deadly bombings in Syria, saying the attacks are aimed at derailing peace efforts. Russia's foreign ministry said in a statement that the terror attacks, which were claimed by Islamic State, need an adequate reaction from the international community. Multiple bombings in Damascus killed at least 83 people on Sunday, while bombs in homes killed another 59 people. The blast came as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said a provisional agreement has been reached with Russia for an end to hostilities in Syria, but he acknowledged that it's not finalized and all parties might not go along with it.
Not yet done, and I anticipate that our presidents, President Obama and President Putin, may well speak somewhere in the next days or so in order to try to complete this task.
Now, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says his government is ready to take part in a ceasefire as long as it's not used by militants to reinforce their positions. As though simply losing an election wasn't bad enough, police in Uganda arrested opposition leader Kizza Besigye again on Monday. This comes a couple of days after it was announced that he had officially lost a presidential election. He says that election was fraudulent. Mr. Besigye had planned to go Monday to the headquarters of the Electoral Commission in the capital of Kampala to collect evidence as he weighs whether to file a legal challenge. Authorities also raided his party's headquarters and seized data that party officials used for their own tally of the votes. Police have put Mr. Besigye under house arrest on Friday and said the move was meant to stop him from leading protests against the president's win that could turn violent. This is VOA News. At least 17 people have been killed in a powerful tropical cyclone that hit Fiji on Saturday. Fijian Prime Minister Varenge Bainimarama.
Power lines have gone down all over the country. And roofing, iron, glass, live electric wires, and other hazardous materials pose serious threats to public safety. We are working hard to make your streets and communities secure once again, but that will take time.
Scores of residents have sought shelter in evacuation centers set up across the islands. The U.S. and South Korea will reportedly practice preemptive military strikes to take out North Korea nuclear sites next month when they begin the largest joint exercises ever conducted by the two allied forces. This comes in the wake of North Korea's recent nuclear test and long-range rocket launch. Apple chief executive Tim Cook told the firm's customers on Monday that the U.S. government's demands are chilling, that it build a back door into an encrypted phone used by one of the shooters who killed 14 people in a terrorist attack last year in San Bernardino, California. In an open letter to millions of its customers, he said that if Apple complies with the request of U.S. law enforcement authorities to build a path into the iPhone that was used by Syed Rizwan Farouk, it would also open the door to countless other searches of Apple customers' phones in the future. The battle over a U.S. Supreme Court vacancy comes into sharper focus this week as the Senate gets back to work after a week-long recess, and the White House continues to examine potential nominees. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
A nation paid final respects to Antonin Scalia as a partisan brawl rages on. The Senate's majority leader and the chairman of the Judiciary Committee penned an open letter arguing the next president, not Barack Obama, should choose Scalia's replacement on the high court. Republicans insist while Obama may put forth a nominee, the Senate may withhold its consent and delay filling the vacancy until after the November presidential election. A few Republican senators have said the chamber should consider anyone Obama puts forward. Even so, most observers doubt enough bipartisan support would materialize to advance a nomination to a final vote. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Well, it's happened again in this country. The suspect in a deadly shooting spree in the northern U.S. state of Michigan is due in court today to be arraigned on multiple counts of murder. Authorities arrested 45-year-old Jason Dalton early Sunday in connection with the shootings the night before around the city of Kalamazoo. No motive has been given for the shootings. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.